Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. This is going to be a wild ride. I should actually record the pre-recording of Shakir and I talking crap back and forth with each other here. But I first of all want to welcome to the show Mr. Shakir Hussain. Shakir, welcome.
What's going on, Dave? I'm excited to be here.
Well, for those of you guys who don't know Shakir, this is a guy who's been crushing it for quite some time. He's been able to grow a list of over 600,000 subscribers using funnels. He's built over 10 different businesses that have each done over $1 million. He's also got two that have done over 10 million. He's gone from zero to $1 million in 30 days. I think overall revenue is like 30 million. This guy's just been crushing it. The best part though, what I love is this is a guy who's also ran out of money twice as a business guy and understands what it means to be on the highs and on the lows. Right now, he's in the process of kind of changing his company to get some more life freedom. So he's downsizing from 50 employees down to 18, focusing on building them up. And the one thing I want from Shakir, he's just not willing to sell, and that's a domain, but we'll get that out of him later. I think if he was joking, basically saying it's his life insurance policy. So if something goes wrong, he'll just tell his family to contact ClickFunnels and they'll buy the domain from him. But anyways, Shakir, welcome to the show.
Welcome. I'm excited. Thanks so much. And let's get the show on the road.
All right. So where do you want to start? So for those of you guys who don't know, Shakir was one of our very first affiliates with ClickFunnels way back when, 4 years ago, and started this whole idea as far as funnels. And one of the things he was complaining to Russell about at the time was, man, if you build software like that, I'm not going to be able to charge thousands and thousands of dollars to build funnels. You're making it too easy. So with that said, Shakir, how's this whole funnel thing played into your game?
Well, the good news is my funnels business is still up and running. I actually had a webinar that did over $1.2 million actually on funnels. And my whole concept is how do you go from a nobody to becoming a highly paid expert, or what I like to call guru. And that's one of the brands that I'm involved in and I grow every day, which is Guru Funnels. And it's essentially, how do you take your message, how do you take the mess in your head and then turn it around into a profitable message that attracts your dream clients, and then you can charge premium pricing. Because I done the business when I first started. Actually, I should tell you where I started. So I started when I was 21 years old. Just like most people, I was in my parents' house and I used to watch late night TV, and there was a guy called Andrew Reynolds and a guy called Bob Proctor, and they would come on, and in the UK there was only one channel, it was called Entrepreneur Channel, and they would talk about all this, you know, internet marketing and all this law of attraction stuff, and I was really attracted to it. And the reason why I was attracted to it, because when I was about 14 years old, I started selling stuff in the markets. I'd sell clothes, I'd sell junk, I'd sell electronics. And I knew at that age, now I realize, and I'm very thankful, God bless my parents, I had a lot of confidence, I guess, talking to people at a young age. So by the time I was 14, 15, I'd go to the markets and I would, in front of like hundreds of people, I'd be like, hey everyone, I've got a new mobile phone for sale, come over. And all these, you know, elderly men and women, they would all surround me, and I was doing speeches to them trying to sell a mobile phone back then. And I must have been 15 years old. By the time I was 16, I had discovered this thing called eBay. And I remember that night, it was about 3 a.m. I thought, man, I'm going to lie. God's going to punish me. Hopefully God forgives me. I was like, because you have to, you know, say, confirm you're 18 years old. And then I was just like staying up all night thinking, man, if I'm lying and God punishes me, I'm screwed. And anyway, I just went ahead and I did it. Hopefully God forgives me. And so boom, 16, I start selling on eBay, 16, 17, 18. And I never had a proper job until I worked in a construction company for my dad. So by the time I was 16 to 19, I had sold all of the junk from my house. And then I realized I'm out of stuff to sell. So I discover that my parents are very well loved in the local neighborhood. So I start literally going door to door, knocking on people's house and telling them, hey, because I had listened to this quote and how quotes change our lives. And the quote was, one man's trash is another man's treasure. And I thought, that's it. That's all it. And so I would go door to door knocking on my neighbor's house. And I'd say, hey, do you have any trash in your house? Because I'm the guy that can turn it over. And I charge 0% commissions. And they'd be like, what? And I'd say something like, I'm on my way to becoming an eBay power seller. So I charge you commissions only. And, you know, I was young. So by the time I was doing that, at 19 or 20, I had gone to an internet marketing event. One of these seminars, and the guys doing the back of room close. And that was it, man. I was like, I don't know, 19, 20 years old. And I see this guy get on. There's only 10 people in the room. And he says this thing. He says, get up, go to the back of the room. And I just look at the whole room. I had no idea what £2,000 was to me. It was a lot of. But I see these two guys get up and they go and sign up. And I'm thinking to myself, he just made £4,000 in 90 minutes. Like, I want to be like this guy. And so I'm at university. I go there for 2 years. I'm starting to do, becoming an investment banker, work in Canary Wharf. Canary Wharf, have you been to London before?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's funny because when I was growing up, especially being an Asian kid, you know, all brown parents will tell their kids, go and study. And I don't know if you can see, but right, I don't know if you can see that, but right there is basically Canary Wharf, where all the big buildings are. And my parents would always say, son, you got to work hard, get a degree, get a job, and you're working up there. And so it's cool because now I have this beautiful three-bedroom penthouse, and that's my view. Every day I wake up, I can see the whole city from here. It's absolutely amazing. So I'm going through this phase. I go to these internet marketing conferences, and one day I meet a guy who was, I was 21, he was 27, and he was making $100,000 a day on ClickBank. And that's all. All right, we're done. Because the next day, I went home, I told my parents, I'm dropping out of university. And my mom said, but, you know, in our culture, no girl is going to marry you. But that explains why I have an American wife. But anyway, more to the point, I didn't get the Asian girl. So what happens is, I say to myself, I'm going to go and figure this stuff out. And for 9 months, I buy everything under the sun. I bury myself in $45,000 worth of debt. And I was at the time 21 years old. The next year, I had broken through and made my first six figures. I had done 120K. The second year, I did 275K. And then my third year, I hit $1.2 million.
Booyah.
That was, I had just turned 24, 23 or 24. And I had just, I called up my dad. I'm like, Dad, you never believe this. I made $1 million. And he's like, son, are you sure? I'm like, Dad, trust me. It's $1 million commission. He's like, I'm done. I'm a millionaire. And he goes, son, don't tell nobody. Okay. But anyway, that's a brand person joke. Yeah. So long story short, I go through that phase and I keep doing affiliate marketing, list building, building sales funnels. And I go into the knack of creating sales funnels, but more importantly, understanding that through each process of the funnel, depending on how you carry out a message, you can appeal to different types of people and different offers. So, you know, I didn't really go through the Ascension business model, which is, you know, sell a tripwire and, you know, go through $7 and $27. I just went, how do I sell a $10,000 program? And I was very, very fortunate. God bless me. Two things happened. One, I tried ClickBank. The first day, 2 days, I made $15 each. And then I realized this internet stuff works, but I can't work for 15 bucks. If I'm going to do this, I need to make a lot of money. And so then I come across these guys called Jay and Aaron. I don't know if you remember these guys. Back, they used to run a company called Carbon Covey Pro.
Oh, yeah.
Many, many years ago. And through that, I learned and I discovered the art of, if you ask people to fill out an application, you get them on the phone, you'll be able to help them with their problems, but then you'll also be able to charge a lot more. And that was my introduction to high ticket. And since then, I've built up a list, which is really amazing, a list of subscribers, it's over 600,000 subscribers now. So it's pretty cool in terms of the clients that I attract. And so now we have the online version where we sell digital courses and we publish lots of digital programs. And then we have the offline version, which is live events, which is, guess what? Is the 2-hour free event that I went to back when I was 19 years old. So we do 2-hour free events, and then we sell into a 3-day program. The 3-day program sells them into additional 3-day, 5-day, 7-day programs. And mostly,
yeah, I want to stop you. I want to kind of go through this because that's one of the things I haven't talked to too many people about on the interview. And that is, I'm real familiar with this model. You and I were talking about some of the real estate seminars and things. And so if you're selling a high ticket, so the idea here is you're basically sending people first to a live event, a smaller, 2-hour type of an event. Okay. And so they're at this 2-hour event. Is it a free event or are they paying to get there?
It's a free event. Sometimes we'll have like a one-time offer bump.
Okay.
for like whatever, $50 or $100 or something. Or most of the time their focus is just get 2 hours, get them right into coming to the event.
Are they registering online? Do they register online for the event?
They register online. The leads are very expensive. It scares a lot of people because if you don't do it right, you can lose your shirt. Like I've done many times over running that specific campaign. However, once you kind of dial it in, there's a lot of moving components, but it's one of the fastest ways I know how to turn $50,000 into $250K in less than a month. And that's one of the reasons why we've done, over 100 live events.
Okay, so Shira, I want to go through this. This is awesome. I love this. Fascinating. Yeah. So I'm real familiar with this model. So in the real estate stuff, we used to do it either through direct mail or through radio ads, even TV ads and stuff, driving people to a free event. So they go to the free event. You're doing it online. So they're registering online with an upsell. They get to the free event. It's a 2-hour event. And then the speaker there is telling them to sign up for what?
A 3-day event. And usually a couple of years ago, I would be the 3-day speaker. But now I have two guys and they're a little bit older than me. And then one is American, which always helps. Another one is British, which always helps. Trust me. The white speaker gets a lot more conversions than a brown speaker.
We'll worry about that some other time.
You told me to keep it real, so I'm going to give you this.
I appreciate it.
I'll give you the number.
Tell me, what are the conversions from, let's say you got 100 people in that first event. What's the conversions to get to the next one?
So what we would do is we would aim for at least 1,000 registrations. So 1,000 registrations at $50 a pop is about $50,000. That's our upfront ad spend. From $50,000, we'll get about 1,000 people, and we'll get about 30% of people that will register to show up. So you're looking at about 300 people saying that they're going to show up. Unfortunately, they don't all show up. So you have to have text messaging, Facebook chat, someone calling them up, emailing them, text reminders. There's a whole process in place where we follow up with them, and then we text them with bribes. Hey, come and pick up, we give one of my books or something away. Like a DVD or something, Income Hacks DVD. And so then we have, from 300 people, we'd have about 150 to 200 actually show up. So you're looking at about 10 to 15% of people actually showing up. And then let's just say we have 200 people show up at 20% conversion rate, you're looking at, what is it? Like 40 buying heads and 40 BUs, 40 buying units. That's a good number because we know on the back end, each of those people minimum could be worth at least. And when I talk about people can be worth this much money, I'm only talking from a logical side. Obviously, they're human beings. Obviously, we have to.
Buying unit has a value. So buying unit's got an extra dollar amount. So first of all, tell me how many of those are you going to close? So you've closed about 20%, 40 people. How much are they paying?
They would pay anywhere from $500 to $2,000.
Okay.
The $2,000 is to have lunch with the speakers and the crew. And it's really amazing because we have a really high uptake on the people that would pay premium. And so we kind of know someone that is not filtering, is not kind of making a fuss for paying $2,000, they're going to be the person that upgrades at the live event. So we have a group of people that will pay $500. Then we have a group of people that will pay $1,500 to $2,000, depending on what country. If we're in something like Canada and we're doing Montreal and Vancouver, we'll say, we'll pay for your flight. So if they're in Montreal, we'll say, hey, you pay $2,000 and you will pay for your flight to come to Toronto. So a lot of the times they just, yeah. So, I mean, we would, it depends on who the speaker is at that time. They will come up with creative ways to serve that customer by selling them into our programs. Once they're at the 3-day event, we add a tremendous amount of value. And then we used to do, you know, when I was younger, I guess, when I was really young, only 2-3 years ago, we used to do, you know, go to the back of the room, a little bit of a hard sell. But now we've kind of, we've changed out the methods, and it's very simple. We offer a bunch of programs on stage, and then we say, if you're interested, then go and request an interview with one of our team members. If you like what you see, upgrade. If not, don't pull out a loan. Don't pull out your home mortgage. Don't pull out 10 credit cards. So, and I have to do that because of a religious belief, right? So for me, it's like, if you can't afford my programs, don't worry. Like, I've been around for the last 7-8 years. I plan to be around for the next 10, 20 years. But when you're ready, well, come along.
What's the price point you're selling at that 3-day event then?
At that event, it goes in from $3,000 to $10,000 to $40,000. It really depends.
10 and 40?
Yeah, 3, 10, 40. Those are our core offers.
That's awesome. So how large are those? So you've got, typically you have feeder events where you got these 40 people. How large is your actual 3-day event?
So those are very small. We found 40 to 50 is your ideal. Because if you have 40 and then you do a plus one free guest, which is what we have to do. The reason is because we offer high ticket programs, and they won't make a high ticket purchasing decision if they don't have someone there, like their spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. So we offer a free ticket for the plus one to come in, and we want to keep the room from 40 to 60. 40 to 60 is very containable. If you have 80 plus, it gets really messy. If you have like less than 20, it doesn't usually work. So what we find is 40 buying heads, 10 to 20 guests, maximum 60 in a room is perfect.
And they're selling what? You're selling Wealth Academy?
We're selling Wealth Academy products and services. So they're usually digital. There's no affiliate program involved. So there's no buy, so you can promote, none of that. We're just saying, hey, if you don't have a business, we'll show you how to set up a business. And if you have a business, we'll show you how to grow it. And if you have the money, then you can come and join Shaq's coaching program, which is $40,000 a year. And I have over 100 people in that group. So that's pretty much the model.
That's awesome. So when you're looking at a large event like that, what's the typical breakdown as far as how many buy the 3, the 10, and the 40?
So usually we would get at least, look, I just did one event last week, 2 weeks ago in London. We had 35 people in the room. When I'm in London or when I'm in a country, because I travel a lot, when I'm in a country, then I just pop into the event. So there was one, my speaker, he's running the whole show. I just popped in, said, hi, hello. I did one or two keynotes on funnels, on coaching or something. And usually they do the whole pitch or whatever. But we had three people buy the 40K plus programs. And then we had maybe four people buy the 10K. And then we had a whole range of people buying the 3K. And you know what was really cool? Oh my gosh, I got to tell you this. This is like, I email my list every day, 7 days a week. You know, I send an email every day, and I've been doing that for the last 5 years. Okay, so I email every single day. There's no days I take off. And back in 2010, December 2010, I had sent an email. Here's what I did. I didn't have much money, so I bought traffic from Twitter, from Fiverr. So I spent $5. I remember the stats like yesterday, dude. This is no lie. I spent $5. Apparently, this person sent you all over Twitter. I got 40 clicks, 12 leads, 2 sales. One guy, Julian Gehring. Okay, I talk about him all the time now. Julian Gehring, he comes through that Twitter, the $5 funnel or whatever, $5 funnel, okay? And he buys a $10,000 program that I was promoting.
Whoa.
Dude, this was back in 2000. This was like 8 years ago, seven, eight years ago, 2010. So 8 years ago, two, three weeks ago, he flew down to London.
I never met him.
He flew down to London from Thailand. And then he decided, Shaq, I followed your work for so long. Like, you're the real deal. I tried all this other stuff. It hasn't worked. Boom, he buys a 40 grand program.
That's so cool. That's honestly, it's why we tell people all the time, it's the relationship you have with that list. And as long as you're providing value to these people on a regular basis, it's not just having people on a list. It's the relationship. It's how they engage with you. And I know you're engaging with your list all the time, Shaq. That's killer.
So that was, follow up. Nothing, you know, one of my previous mentors, he's no longer part of this industry anymore, but he had built a substantial business. And he would always tell, you know, this was like 4 or 5 years ago. He taught me the concept of just outspend everyone. And the reason why you can outspend everyone is because you're the person that's thinking long-term and they're not. Unfortunately, things changed for him. So he had to take an early retirement from the industry. But, you know, those lessons have stuck with me. So, again, thinking long-term has paid off very well.
I love it. Well, Shaq, as we get kind of close to wrapping things up here, what other words? So, first of all, people want to find out more about you. Where can they go? Wealth Academy?
Wealthacademy.com. That's basically where I'm at. We do a lot of live events. I guess that's one of the reasons why we talked about using funnels and live events. And we actually now teach our clients as well on how to set up their own live events where they can do 2-hour free events. They can, you know, sell their own mastermind coaching program, whatever. So wealthacademy.com, that's the main course site. I also have a blog, shakir.com. That's S-H-A-Q-I-R.com. If you go to any of those two sites and join my list, if you join the list, you'll get an email a day and for the rest of your life. So I'm very proud of that because I've been consistent with that. And so, I mean, the emails have done well. And so I really appreciate the fact that we did this interview. It's been great to talk to you and the chat that we had prior to this as well. So I do appreciate it. You know, one thing I will tell all the students, which is our listeners or clients and everyone that's listening to this, is I was just teaching my students this concept of reach out and reach up. And I said, you know, when you find people that you look up to, that you appreciate, that have been in the industry, that have more wisdom, that are smarter than you, then reach up and reach out to them. And so, and I said to them, I'm going to do this interview where Dave Woodward is actually interviewing me. As soon as the interview is finished, I'm going to ask him, hey, can I interview you?
Yes, you can. I would be honored.
Done. So I'd love to have you on my podcast, Shaq Harris In Show. It's going to be exciting. I appreciate it. And we'll catch up soon, Dave.
Thanks, Shaq. We'll talk soon.
All right. Peace.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you don't mind, could you please share this with others? Rate and review this podcast on iTunes. It means the world to me. Where I'm trying to get to is 1 million downloads here in the next few months. And we've just crushed through over 650,000. And I just want to get that next few 100,000 so we can get to 1 million downloads and see really what I can do to help improve and get this out to more people. At the same time, if there's a topic, if there's something you'd like me to share or someone you'd like me to interview, by all means, just reach out to me on Facebook. You can PM me and I'm more than happy to take any of your feedback as well as if there's people you'd like me to interview, I'm more than happy to reach out and have that conversation with you. So again, go to iTunes, rate and review this, share this podcast with others and let me know how else I can improve this or what I can do to make this better for you guys. Thanks.